At the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm visiting with the President and CEO, Kay Johnson-Smith. And Kay, it's great to be here, great to see you. This is an opportunity to look back now over the course of this session we've had here for the last day or two. I guess just start out. What are some of your thoughts about how this year's summit went?
Well, thank you for being here, first of all. And I think it was just really eye-opening for a lot of folks. Instead of just rehashing some of the issues and the challenges, which I think we're all very aware of these days, the challenges that face farmers and ranchers, this summit was all about helping communicate back out to the consumer. What do we need to do to connect with the consumer? How can we best talk in terms that are important to the consumer? And so a lot of our speakers really focused on that. They gave us some examples of ways that they are connecting, ways that they're opening the doors, ways they're starting to have that dialogue with the public about modern farming and ranching.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of note-taking going on. As you know, some of these speakers were just awesome. I could point out some, but don't want to play favorites here. It was a good program. How about from an attendance standpoint, from industry and members? How do you feel about the mix that we had?
Well, I think the summit itself is relatively small in the terms of big meetings, with somewhere between 150 to 175 folks. But the positive side of that is it provides for a lot of networking, and networking across industry. So we have people from cattle and pork and eggs and poultry and turkeys and veal, sheep, really you name it, as well as corn and soybean growers. And the good part is it's the one opportunity they have to really connect with each other across their own sectors of agriculture and get to know each other, talk about solutions, how we can all work together, and share some of the efforts to reach out to the consumer.
Well, from what you heard with the speakers here, is there anything that just kind of stood out to you as like either, wow, I didn't know that, or oh, that's great, or just, you know, anything that just comes to mind?
Well, some of the points I thought were really well done about really how do we debunk some of the myths that are out there, and not just saying, well, we need to educate or we need to connect. I mean, those are general, and what does that really mean? But actually, one of our speakers gave a step-by-step on how to best approach that conversation with just the typical consumer, and how do we really get through some of the misinformation that's out there about the industry. So it wasn't just talking in theories, it was step-by-step, here's how you can do it, and here's what's proven to work and the approach to have that conversation. Otherwise, I thought some great examples were from PennAg Industries and what they did with their farm show this year. So it is a farm show, but the great thing about it is that it's in the middle of the city, the middle of the capital of Pennsylvania. They draw in 400,000 consumers, and about 90% of those attendees are not from farms or not from agricultural areas. They come because they're fascinated. They want to learn more about agriculture, and being right there in the heart of the city, it provides that opportunity. And they showcased modern housing, modern production facilities. And so, again, Chris Herr, the executive director of PennAg Industries, provided a template for what they did, how they did it, and I'm sure would be willing to share that information with others across the country.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see that done in a number of places. And, you know, a lot of state fairs have at least some element of that, but it was just unique, like you said, that they took the kind of approach to show an actual, kind of like a little miniature version of a particular farming type of operation there, like they did. Any feedback from the folks kind of on the way out here about what they thought?
Well, it always makes us feel good when they say, wow, this is the best conference I've been to all year, and we heard a lot of that. We also heard that this one topped last year's stakeholder summit, and so every year our challenge is, now what can we do to top the one we just had that everyone said was the best they've ever been to? So obviously a lot of hard work goes in with our staff, a lot of time, a lot of planning, but we try to make it unique and bring in some people because of taking place here in the Washington, D.C. area. We bring in people that a lot of people have never heard of, and yet their messaging is very relevant to agriculture. Maybe they're outside of the agricultural field. But yet their messaging is very relevant. And so I'm very excited. I'm very pleased with the turnout that we had with all of the comments. And hope folks will fill out our survey online. We've tried to make it very easy for them to do it online so we can get some feedback from them on what we can do next year. And anyone who's interested in learning more about the summit, any of our speakers, any of the presentations from there, or it would like to participate in helping us plan next year's summit, can go to our website, which is animalagalliance.org. They can find all of our contact information and get in touch. We encourage and would love to have more people participating next year.
Well, I certainly am glad to have had the opportunity, enjoyed it, enjoyed the speakers again this year. Thought it was a great conference. Thanks for wrapping things up here at the 2012 Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.